Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. The old advertisement used to say, "Raise your hand if you're sure." Well, this week we're going to talk about a joy that is sure. Living with a confident joy. Not made sure by your efforts or your might, but a confidence in God. And so each weekday morning, we'll talk and pray about a different aspect of the confidence that we ought to have, the confidence that the joy that comes from Christ brings, the confidence that puts God first, puts Him in charge, and lives with joy. I'm going to begin focused on the confidence in the Lord's goodness. Psalm 27, verse 13. David writes and says, "I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Sometimes we live life, and the troubles of life create doubt. Or more accurately, the enemy, Satan, uses the troubles of life to plant seeds of doubt in our mind and in our heart and our life, and they begin to grow. And unless we do something to thwart that growth, to stop that growth, to lean into God, those seeds of doubt begin to take over. The plant becomes more than we can manage. And it's in those difficult times of life that we need to be reminded of this confidence of God's goodness. As life seems to be falling apart for David, he remembers and believes it's important enough to write down, to have recorded for himself. I'm not sure he knew it was being recorded for future generations. But I am still confident of this, that as bad as things are right now, I will still see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You see, it wasn't just a faith that I will see the goodness of the Lord eventually when this life is over and I'm with God in eternity. But that even in the midst of this world, in the midst of the troubles that Jesus says we will have, we can be confident that God's goodness can shine through the darkness. Talked last week about the shine that we ought to experience, that ought to come from us, not of ourselves, but because of God's Spirit dwelling within us. But it's that confidence that what I'm going through right now isn't forever. The difficulties of life are real. But the goodness of God is also real. And it's larger, more powerful, more encompassing than the troubles ever could be. We live life with a confidence that God indeed is good. And when tragedy strikes, we question. It's part of our nature. Where is God when suffering exists? Where is God when the young husband is tragically killed? Where is God when a child's life is taken? Where is God? And we fill in the blanks with the tragedies and discouragement of our own life. And sometimes, maybe oftentimes, we need the reminder that the predominance of those things that we mention when we ask, where is God, are a result of sinful world. Some are definitely the direct result of a person's sin. Not necessarily the person that's suffering the most, but of somebody's sin. Many other circumstances are just the result of sin entering the world and bringing a curse upon all things. And since that happens, we need to be reminded that it's the goodness of God that allows us to find comfort, to find peace, to find hope. In the midst of all of those, where is questions that we have? For those that are in Christ, He is with us. Bible says that greater is the one that is within us than the one that is within the world. And when we have one who is working even the tragedies of life to accomplish good, we understand and we recognize the goodness of God in the land of the living. We use the phrase, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That's definitely a simplified, very simplified version of God causing or bringing together all things to for our good. For those who love Him, who are called according to His purposes, who live life as His child. He doesn't say that He causes all things to be good. But He takes the things in our life, even the things caused by our own sin, even the things caused by the sin of others, even the things caused by sin being in the world and disease and loss that comes from it. He takes all of those things and He says, I can knit those together into something that is not only good, but something that shows my goodness. And we live with confidence that we not only see the goodness of God, we experience it. Oh, it's one thing to see things from a distance, to see things that others get to enjoy, to long for what someone else has. It's a whole other thing to experience it for ourselves. And as we live with a confident joy, we can be confident in the goodness of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to live with a confidence that surpasses the negativity of sin and the destructiveness of this world. Father, that even when things happen in our own life that we don't like, that are sorrowful, that are difficult, that are destructive, as we learn patient endurance, we discover your goodness. That in the heartache and brokenness of this world, you bring peace and comfort. You bring hope. And we discover that you don't abandon us, that you are with us. And you have joined in our suffering. And as Jesus experienced all of it, he did so while sharing the goodness that exists in you, that exists from you. And so God, today, no matter what our life looks like, no matter how happy that we feel or how sad that we are, help us to live with that confidence in your goodness. To know that you are our rock, our foundation, our refuge, our hiding place. Father, as we live, as we experience your goodness, may we lift up Jesus as the one who brought us to you, as the one who fulfills the promise of not just a comforter to help us in this life, but of the comfort of eternal life, of the goodness of being yours. So, Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.